Welcome to another episode of 5 Minute Vocabulary. I'm Bruce. Since today is April 1st, this episode is a fun one. We're not just learning words today. We're learning real-life phrases you can use when someone plays a prank on you or when you prank someone else. These are expressions you'll actually hear in everyday conversations. Let's begin. Let's start with the phrase, I fell for it. This means you believe something that wasn't true, usually as part of a joke or prank. Now let's see how this phrase is used in sentences. I can't believe I fell for it. That was a good one. I totally fell for it. You got me? I fell for it. Next is, you got me. This is a simple way to admit that someone successfully tricked you. Here are some natural examples using this phrase. All right, you got me. That was clever. You got me. I didn't see that coming. You got me. Now the phrase, that was a good one. You say this when you appreciate a prank or a joke, even if you were tricked. Listen to how this phrase is used. That was a good one, I have to admit. Okay, that was actually a good one. I'm not even mad. That was a good one. Next is, nice try. This phrase is used when someone attempts to trick you, but you don't believe them. Let's look at a few examples using this phrase. Nice try. I'm not falling for that. You almost got me. Nice try. Nice try, but I know it's a prank. Now let's look at, you almost had me. This means the trick was close to working, but you realized it just in time. Here are some examples of this phrase in action. You almost had me there. That was convincing. You almost had me. For a second I believed you. You almost had me. Next is, that's a prank. This is used when you realize something is a joke or trick. Listen to these examples using the phrase. Wait, this is a prank, right? I knew it. That's a prank. You're not serious. That's definitely a prank. And finally, April Fools. This is what you say at the end of a prank to reveal the joke. Here are some examples. April Fools, it's not real. Got you. April Fools. April Fools, did you believe me? That brings us to the end of today's episode. 7 fun and practical phrases you can use on April 1st to react to pranks, jokes, and surprises. Try using one of these phrases today, maybe with your friends, your colleagues, or even your family. And if someone tricks you, don't worry. Just smile and say, all right, you got me. Keep learning, keep practicing, and I'll see you in the next episode.